What NGT does is it compresses the file, it compresses it, and it can send up. So if you're at dropping a whole bunch of stuff at the same time, and it blasts all five. So when I was looking into it, I'm like, everybody's got communication. That makes it. That makes it manufactured. It's away from this OEM software. The only thing is we didn't get into my buddy. I was working with. My thought was is. As we your password, we didn't steal it. We're kind of holding on to it a little bit, so we don't really want to pass it out. My thought was is get you on NGT, and then you and I could play. That was sort of my next. We've been sitting here gabbing now for about 10 or 15
minutes. So it looks like that is, so it looks like it's trying to send CLI to.
Well, the challenge is like you, when you take your push stop, anybody, any other radios on that frequency? This is sending it to me. Just me, it's sending it to me.
And just simul broadcast to.
Yeah, I don't think the logic's working that way. But I can't. But it certainly looks like that's what's happening. Fear of mine going down this road. What if you get 10 stations on the air? How's that going to work?
Right.
And then by the time you get back, all 10 stations have received it. So one-to-one, it seems to work fine. The way this is set up. Open that, the RC50. Oh, no. I'll handle all this.
Yeah.
I'll just broadcast it out at the same time. Looks like it's doing that.
No, it's just like
but having said that, just looking at it, looks like it's sending it to remote one. Hello.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's that doesn't make sense. Because, sending it to your station and my station. My station is C5. It's saying is it sending it from this laptop? Is in fact only sending it from station. Broadcast to all stations.
100%. Separately addressing the same message to two different computers.
Yeah. So this, in fact, meets the first criteria. It's proof that you can send data over ATAC. This does
WinTAC
that.
WinTAC data.
Yeah. We've proven that. It's not effective, it's not efficient, and
not scalable.
No.
Like past like three.
That's a good word.
Right?
It's not scalable. Yeah, that's a good way of describing it.
And I kind of mentioned this to Cameron Rin. Satisfy the requirements for that.
Yeah. Now what I think we should do, to be honest, now that I'm watching, I think we should just cut our losses at this point. And
just go to NGT. Or at least test NGT.
test NGT or take what NGT offers and implement it into what we're doing here. Right. And what I mean by that is getting this OEM, what Merit OEM software, right out of the equation.
Yeah.
The reason I'm a little concerned about, let me show you. There's this thing, they call it patients carried over in the NGT. Well, I'm in here, but I can't see my. What I'm worried is they're using a fusion of HF GuardNet over this. A little worried that we might want to see. Heard that the platform was coming in. We thought it was all over HF. Now that I've had from a software developer point of view, this makes a lot of sense. My buddy was sending. It says you just QSL like that. Radio never transmitted. What are you talking about?
Right.
Well,
because it went over the internet.
Because it went over the internet.
So
right?
I guess there's like two parts to this. One is what happens if you have zero internet connection?
Here it says you can disable the map.
And then it'll just send all traffic over.
Well, it'll send TAC traffic over to HF, but not all TAC traffic. TAC traffic it will send, I don't know. Now, when I come to the...
Sure.
But if I go to TAC, TAC settings. If I go to TAC server, in the installation package, they've obviously set up.
Yeah.
I go to connect.
Yeah.
Allowing me to connect.
Okay.
I'll just connect. Weather radar works, but I think that's from their layers like military bases. They all came up. But now that I can't connect with the tax server, they're not. Last night, my buddy said he could see my. deactivate all the mesh, as they call it. Worried is we might be exposing ourselves. That's why I thought.
Even just through HF without internet?
Maybe. Because what I'm thinking is that this comes off to me as, like they kind of want to be able to see that. They've already sent out. My thought pattern was, figure out how they're sending tackles. Map that to what we're doing here. Their software, because I think their software is going to come up with problems just like this. Because
HF, not via hybrid internet and HF. Like an issue that you brought up. That could also be a question for later whether we care about it.
That's how by the way, you and I are not providing a finished product to the CAF. We're just doing proof of concept.
Yeah.
They really want a workable solution. They have all the software engineers and shit like that. I think what Aaron's trying to do is just do this.
Possible, we just need, here's like a.
That would be ideal.
Yeah.
And I was kind of hoping we'd crack that. I want to take some time and look at this. At the very least, we still have. Aaron was going on an exercise tomorrow. Give him one of these laptops and a radio.
Yeah.
And you go with him, and you set up an antenna, and you and I would be able to.
PLIs.
Simply do that. Aid commander or whatever, looking over his shoulder. Going, oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then Aaron could say, a little more complicated than that, but get this to work for everybody and scale it. You know, when they invented the car, you know, the first internal combustion engine.
Essentially scalable, the like one have to essentially just whether that station successfully receives it or not, some of them is going to receive it, hopefully.
Or